Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Tom Paquett. Batting second. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting third. The DH, Joe LaHewitt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bob Heisa. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. And now, play ball. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. Paquett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Spikes chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Blanks. Blanks fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Blanks. Paquett scores. McRae moves all the way to home. It's 2-0, Royals. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Paquett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. White moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Paquett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thornton. White scores. Heise moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHewitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Bock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive towards first. Thornton catches it and steps on first to double up Mayberry. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks strikes out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bocht. White reaches second base with a double. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 0-for-1 in the game. Heise hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. It's 4-0. Royals. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Bock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norris. McRae reaches second base with a double. There goes Heise trying to get to home. Norris throws the ball into Blanks, who relays the ball to Kendall, who tags Heise, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-2 in the game. LaHood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of spikes. LaHood reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive for a double play. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocht takes first base on ball 4. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. White strikes out. Two outs. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heisa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. Kendall moves to second. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. McRae steals second. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. LaHood hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paquette. Cardi reaches second base with a double. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bocht for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanks strikes out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Spikes moves to second. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White catches it and throws to second with Heise covering, to double up Spikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive towards first. Thornton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Cowan's now playing right field. Tom Paquette now playing left field. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 3 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.